Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of J&T Sports. I'm Josh Hay. My co-host is Tutu. And if y'all have kids listening to the show today, y'all might want to send them to the back room because Tutu got a little hot today. But I'll let Tutu open the show today.
I wouldn't call it hot, man. Well, I'm not hot. Just a little frustrated, man. Just a little frustration. That's all it is.
Go ahead and tell everybody why you're frustrated.
It's not really a particular sort of reason. It's a lot of things. It ain't just like how. It's just a guy in the league right now, NBA. Everybody seemed to be so fond of. Now, don't get me wrong. Stephen Curry is an amazing player. Well, we already calling him the best player of the world. I guess you don't have to work for stuff no more. I guess he just had to.
Has he not worked for it?
One season? It's not even been a whole season. It's been half a season. He won the MVP trophy in half a season.
I mean, the team just turned up the second half of last season. He was.
What for that trophy?
Huh?
I'm saying that's what got him his MVP trophy. Not saying that he was playing, wasn't playing good. He was playing outstanding.
Still, my thing is, what's the big problem? Like, all Steph Curry do is get buckets. He just go out there and get buckets.
And I appreciate that. And I love watching it just like everybody else. But just that, like, there's no in the league.
I mean, I don't. This is where I don't understand what the problem is, because when LeBron. Like, if you go back to, like, even when he was with the Heat, everybody acted like that was the only team in the league, too. LeBron, it was the same thing with LeBron. So why is it a problem when now it's just somebody different?
It's not a problem. It's not a problem.
So what's the problem, Tutu, man?
It's not
you been going on.
It's not a problem.
You been going on these rants and stuff, man.
It's not a rant. It's not a rant.
It's a rant, man.
Stephen Curry. All right, answer this question. What makes Steph Curry so good to you?
What makes him so good?
Yes.
Well, first of all, just you point out the obvious. Like, he's probably, like, one of the best three-point shooters the NBA ever seen. Then his percentage from behind the three-point line, he taking shots five to six steps behind the three-point line, and those are – regular shots for Steph Curry. Like, anybody else, like, the coach would get on him. That's a bad shot for anybody else in the league, all right? So if you're the only person that can take those type of shots, pretty much nobody should have to come five steps behind the three-point line and guard you. That's number one. Second of all, when he's not hitting threes, he can drive to the hole. He's a great finisher. He's a great passer. You know, he makes everybody else around him good.
Yeah.
You can't. If you take Steph Curry off this team and put any other point guard on this team, they wouldn't be the same. So I just feel like Steph Curry, that just shows me that Steph Curry is a great point guard, and he's one of those rare players that makes the people around him good. So, I mean, what else you want to hear from me, man?
I agree with everything you said. I'm just not finna rush and hand nobody the greatest player in the league. Like, no, man, I'm not finna just hand you that. Not right now.
You're not handing it to him, Tutu. If he did this for two more seasons, like, what else you want? My question is, what else do you want him to do?
First of all, it's mind-boggling because LeBron, like, Steph Curry has a marvelous team. Let's not act like he's just Steph Curry out here playing. It's other people on that team that you have to guard. If you don't guard them, it's the same thing, vice versa. So let's not just act like Steph Curry is out here leading the New York Knicks to the playoffs. He's not. He has another All-Star. He has two other All-Stars on it. Matter of fact, he has three other All-Stars on their team that's helping him do all this, too.
I mean, it's really just the only All-Star. I mean, well, it's just Klay Thompson and Draymond.
Yeah, and he got a whole Andre Iguodala. Andre Iguodala is an All-Star. Only reason he's not an All-Star because he don't start for them. It's the only reason. And Harrison
look,
Moore
this,
might as well be an All-Star, too.
I get what you're saying. You're saying, like, he's not doing it by himself. But, I mean, I think somebody brought that up to Steve Kerr. They were like, why is this team so low? Like, why does everybody love this team? And then when it was LeBron went to Miami, everybody hated him. And all Steve Kerr said was this team, the only difference between this team and LeBron's team was this team was, like, kind of homegrown and, like, it was just built through the draft.
What
so
do
that's
that
why
got
he
to do with anything? That don't have to do with
that's
nothing.
What, I mean,
they
really
got
do,
nothing
bro.
To do with nothing. Their team wasn't homegrown. They traded for Andre Bogut. They traded for Andre Iguodala. They traded for Sean Livingston. So the team was just all homegrown.
I mean, look at the players you're talking about. You acting like those are top tier players in the league.
MVP?
Those are role players.
Andre Iguodala is a top tier player in the league.
But yeah, back in the day,
that's
not
forward. That's
not
back in the day. That's right now.
Let's not act like you're the same.
He got a lot of juice left. What are you talking about?
All right, so
Andre Iguodala can go to any team in the NBA and start.
Oh no,
any team, any team. This is Andre Iguodala.
So what this is starting to sound like is you kind of upset that.
I'm not upset.
People love the Warriors, but people
no,
hate because
I like watching the Warriors.
So what do you want? What is your problem, man?
Ain't nothing my problem. It's just a good player is playing good right now at this moment, and we already saying he's better than Jordan. That's
somebody,
my problem.
Somebody, bro. Nah,
that's my
well,
problem. A good player is playing right now at the moment, and we already saying he's better than Michael Jordan.
Well, I don't know who said that, but I don't know.
Come on, man. That's what
I didn't say it was better than Jordan. I just said.
That's what it's assuming.
I mean,
he might as well,
he
might as well
be
better than Kobe Bryant.
Oh, no, nah, man.
Oh, no. Oh, now it's all oh, no.
Nah, man, you took
nah.
it too far.
And, let's take it like this. Steph Curry is amazing because he's playing the game. The game may have been played before, like the way he played. So we really don't know for sure if he's the only player in the league that can do what he's doing. He's just the only player right now that has a green light for his team to come across the half court line and shoot threes. That's not how basketball is meant to be played. Point blank, period, don't matter. If that's the case, if it was, Ray Allen could have shot three just like Curry. Who said Ray Allen couldn't do it? We just didn't see him do it because that ain't how the game was played. Now, I'm not saying that change is not bad for the game. No, change is good.
I mean, he just – I feel like that's what makes him so great that he is – I mean, the fact that we have to –
KD played – the day when the Warriors played the third of last Saturday, KD played Steph game. Steph just had the last second shot. He shot threes. Kevin Durant was doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing. It was the same thing. They did the same thing. Pull up for threes. Kevin Durant can do it too. He's not doing nothing. Just he's doing it in extraordinary because of how he's doing it. But I feel like if we were to tell Larry Bird go out there and Larry shoot 13 threes, Larry could have did it too. He just didn't because it was weird. It was awkward. Don't nobody shoot that many threes in a basketball game.
I get what you're saying. Like, you're saying, like, it's a lot of NBA players that can probably pull those threes. But.
And eventually somebody's going to do it. They just not going to sit here and keep watching him shoot threes and knowing it's, hey, man, like, yeah, somebody going to return the favor. It's going to be stopped. He's going to have to open up another phase of his game.
I looked at the numbers. It was Steph Curry hit like 285 threes for the year, and then he already broke his own record for threes made in the season from last year. Then the next person on the list is Klay Thompson, and he like 100 threes behind him.
Yes,
and the next person after that is Damian Lillard. He's not that far behind Klay Thompson, probably like 20 or 30 behind him.
I'm saying, in the playoffs, you got to be crazy if you think Curry's just fits to run around the court and shoot threes all day. That's not fit to happen. Somebody, it's a defense designed to stop it. I'm just waiting to see who it's going to be.
I mean, if it, only teams I can see right now are like in the West or the Thunder and the Spurs, but it's just this is the thing. But Curry went to the locker room for some time against the Thunder.
And his team fell apart.
His team was falling apart, and that's what I'm saying. Like
they were falling apart. He's a star player for his team.
I can't really find anything negative to say about this whole Curry situation, but I just feel like if the man, like, just say the man pull off, well, we already know he's going to win MVP again this year. I mean, it's really, like, I don't know. He averaging almost 30 points a game. Like, you just can't look up stuff like that. But and his team is 51-5. I mean, that's another thing you just can't look over. And it's just, if he win another ring, I don't know. I mean, I feel like the more and more success he has, like the more and more, I mean, people aren't going to just love the Warriors forever. It's going to, like, eventually haters going to come. Like, that happens in all sports, like, even with every team. All successful teams that just take off. Like, Alabama used to be a love team. Now people hate Alabama. The Patriots used to be, I mean, the most loved team in the NFL when they first started winning Super Bowls. Now people hate them. It'll happen to the Warriors, too. I just want to see when that happens, like, how Steph Curry responds. But I feel like it'll be not that. I mean, I feel like he'll handle it well. But, I mean, I can see Steph Curry winning another ring. And somebody said on Twitter, they said, I mean, this might be a more of a question for you than me, but they said, is LeBron James, like, the best marketed player in the NBA? Well, of all time. Because they said people want to get on Steph Curry's case. But LeBron been in the league for 12 seasons and won 2 rings, and it's people that consider him the GOAT and better than Jordan too. So I don't know.
Let's look at LeBron's resume. Yes, he is a 2-time champion, 4-time NBA MVP, 2-time Finals MVP. Where he had an all-star appearance with 10 all-star games, rookie of the year, first team All-NBA, first team All-Defense.
I think the person was pretty much saying, like, if Steph Curry wins 2 rings, blah, 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 then he'll have 2 MVPs. Just say he catch LeBron, right? They saying what's the difference between LeBron's resume? Like, why does LeBron get to be considered a GOAT? But then people always leave out a Kobe Bryant with somebody with 5 rings and the same, even more.
Who leaves out Kobe? Since when do we leave out Kobe Bryant?
I mean, I'm just
don't nobody
honest,
leave
like,
out Kobe
time,
Bryant.
Just every time I hear LeBron James. Like, even when he said he should be a part of the top four players, like the Mount Rushmore of the league, like the top 4 players of all time.
That's by
Kobe
position.
Bryant,
if it's by position, it's not his fault that he plays small forward and Kobe has to play 2 and Jordan plays 2. It's not LeBron's fault. It's by position. By position, he's the best small forward to ever play the game. Oh, well, Kobe, you should have won 7. You could have been number 2.
That's what I'm saying. And that, see,
it
LeBron
is what it is. What
do
you mean?
Two.
That's
LeBron
what
can
you mean.
Get
away with winning.
Two, Kobe got to win 7.
No, he's a 2. He's in the same position as Jordan. You ask me why he's not on the list. That's the reason. LeBron plays small forward.
But I don't think the person was saying like he was the greatest of all time at his position. They saying like people just consider him the best basketball player of all time.
He is one of the best basketball players of all time. You can't deny that.
I mean,
is T-Mac
one
of the is Tracy McGrady one of the best players of all time?
I really before I answer, I really just need the definition of like what makes you a greatest player of all time. What do you have to have on your resume to be considered a greatest player of all time?
When you are dominating your era of people, when you have dominated your era of people like LeBron James has, LeBron done almost dominated two eras of people. He caught Kobe and them in the middle of, the little last tier of their career. So let's think about the people LeBron done have to go against. He don't win against Kobe. Who else? He don't play against the Vince Carter that was Vince Carter. He don't play against the Tracy McGrady, who was Tracy McGrady in his prom. So let's not act like he don't play against Scrubs. He played against those top-tier guys. And then the next top-tier guys to come in after him, he has dominated them too, including Stephen Curry.
I get what you're saying, but I'm just saying pretty much, like, now it's kind of like, at the moment, the table's kind of turned, and then, like, Steph Curry getting his little shine, and then it's just, it's a big
problem. I don't mind Steph Curry. If people think Steph Curry the best player in the league, that's cool with me, but LeBron James is not done playing basketball. That's the end of that. That's the end of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what everybody's pretty much trying to say. Like, right now, I think when people say he's the best player in the league, they mean, like, at this moment, like, Steph Curry has to be the best player in the league.
That's cool. But LeBron,
you say, like, people, there's a lot of players in the league that can come past half court and shoot threes, but at the end of the day, they're not doing it, so that's what separates them from Steph Curry.
Yeah. And like I said, everything, it's going to be somebody who's going to stop you, because we not going to sit here and watch Steph Curry do this for the rest of his career. It's not going to happen.
I mean,
he's
going to
get
double teamed.
He might get triple teamed. Then somebody else going to have to, he's going to be stopped. Somebody is going to stop him.
That's what's so good about the Warriors. Like, when they do stuff like that, you got a whole Klay Thompson to worry about now.
Nah, Bill, but we ain't seen that, though. We haven't seen it. We ain't seen that.
When Klay went out for
32 and a quarter?
That was last season.
You take Curry out the game, and they lose all focus. If you take Curry away from the Warriors, they can't beat the Thunder in 7 games.
I mean, yeah, that's like saying you take Westbrook off the Thunder, bro.
Yeah, my point is exactly. But the Thunder still can beat them in 7 games with Curry.
I mean, yeah. I mean, the only problem with the Thunder is you gotta get some type of production from somebody besides KD and Westbrook. Like, you just can't keep depending on them to drop 40 each to keep y'all in the game.
Yeah.
That's the only problem with the Thunder. The Thunder could have easily easily won that game, but they rely so much on two players that it's fun to watch, but, like, strategically, it's not that good. It's not too good. Curry dropped 46, Then Curry know how to get the rest of the team involved. Like, the Thunder, I don't know if they figured out how to get the rest of their team involved. Like, they don't have a bogey. Or, yeah, Steven Adams, like, I like Steven Adams, but they just got to figure out the rest of their team. They got two, but they need to figure out the rest of the 10 players on the roster. I mean, that's... But you got to give props to Curry. Like, he dropped 46.
I gave his props. We've been
51 the night before that, and 42 the night before that.
Yeah, we know 40 before that.
I mean,
40 before that.
Like,
30 before that.
At the end of the day, if that was LeBron's stats, people would be going crazy.
And LeBron would be doing it in a more exciting way. Not in more exciting. It'd be a lot of dunks. But you know what I mean? Like, it's what you want, man. He's not finna keep beating everybody in the league. That's just how I feel. Somebody's going to stop him. I don't know who, can't tell you who, can't tell you what team, but it's going to be stopped. I'm just ready for it to be stopped. I'm ready for this to look in the second phase of his career. Now show me why you wait. Because when they figure out how you play, and then people start stopping you, like people have done LeBron, and you got to figure out another phase to your game. That's what I'm just ready for. That's what makes goats.
But it, there's a difference between, like, you being a strong person. Like, LeBron's game is pretty much like, I mean, he can shoot the three.
Just like you can dunk and people can stop you from dunking, people can stop you from shooting.
I don't know, man. I've seen some people try to stop Curry from shooting. It's just it's ridiculous at this point. I don't know what can stop that man.
Yeah, we gonna find out. Somebody gonna do it.
But my question is why are you so determined for Steph Curry to be stopped?
I'm not. Well, I'm determined. It's boring. The league is boring. Josh A is boring.
I mean,
where is the excitement? If I want to cut on the TV and watch somebody just get blown out, but I'm not going to do that. The league is boring.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, man.
Boring.
This is just boring. This is just like you're saying, man. It's like you said, man. This might just be one man dominating his generation.
No, he's not. That's sad. How do you write off every other player in the NBA just because one player hot right now? How you write off of Kevin Durant? How do you not? What? Like, come on. Like, are those guys not superstars too? Yes, you are, bro. Yes, you are.
KD is my favorite player.
Can't be. Curry is your favorite player.
No, he's not. He's just the most exciting player
at the
moment.
He's your favorite player. If he's your favorite player to watch, he's your favorite player.
Bro, it's just like, I'm not a LeBron fan.
I'm going to be more excited than your favorite player.
My favorite player is not. Oh, man. Curry got everybody salty, man.
Nah, it ain't salty. It's just I'm looking at the whole league. I'm not finna just like even with LeBron, even if LeBron was doing what he's doing, which he has, this not nothing new for LeBron. This not LeBron done dropped 40. LeBron done had 50-point games. LeBron done had 30-point games. LeBron won championship.
I'm just saying.
LeBron got 4 MVPs. Curry finna probably get his second MVP. Okay, all right. Whip the dude. Kobe got 5 of them. What's up? Curry won another MVP. Is he better than Kobe? Kobe got 1 MVP. Is he better than Kobe? Might as well be the way everybody's talking.
I mean, it's just the NBA. Everybody get their turn and shine, and I guess it's just Curry shine, bro. Like, it won't always
be. Yeah, it is.
Like,
and I appreciate it, but I'm not going to overblow it until it's meant to be overblown. Now, if fam go win 5 straight rings, okay then. He only got one championship.
Thing,
he got one championship. It's a team won the championship every year. He has one. All right.
I know that, but
playoffs haven't started yet.
I get you saying he got one championship, but like nobody ever said that when LeBron got one championship. Like that's all everybody was waiting on was him to win one for him to be considered great. After that, nobody cared if he won another one. He was already considered
because of the type of player he was.
Got a ring.
That's all he needed. That's all he needed.
So what's wrong with Curry, man? Curry ain't doing anything. He's not doing anything but going out here and putting
Curry
on the show
also for has a team behind him. Why don't nobody don't see that?
Everybody knows that. I mean,
almost better than Michael Jordan team.
I mean, if they beat the record, then I don't know.
If you were to take Curry out and put Kevin Durant in, you get the same result. If you were to take anybody and put them in a position, you get the same result. You're going to get the dubs. Period.
So now that's what it is. If you take Curry out,
I'm just saying we just act like that day. Like ain't nobody else. Like and we just act like ain't no other superstar in the league. That's all I'm saying.
It is. Like I pay attention to Damian Lillard all the time.
Sure you do. And if you did, you notice Damian Lillard gives Curry buckets every time he plays him. Rocks him almost every time he touches the ball. But don't nobody seem to talk about that.
I mean, I talk about it. I tweet about it all the time, man. I don't know what else you want me to do.
Just saying, man.
But now I got to rewind, though, because you're saying that KD, you take KD and replace him with Curry, you get the same result. But if I said you take KD and put him on the Heat team, you get the same result, it was so different. It was like, no, you can't do that.
You can. Look, KD and D-Wade are still in rings.
Well, I'm just saying, man. I feel like in the past you said that wasn't possible because, I don't know. I'm just, hey, man.
Just talking. I probably did say that. I was probably mad at the moment. But point at the point. It don't matter, man. It's like I'm just ready for the playoffs to start, bro. I'm just ready for the playoffs to start.
I mean, that's what everybody waiting on because I mean, it's nothing else to watch.
I just believe in other superstars. I just believe in other superstars, bro. I like the talent in everybody. I just don't feel like I don't know.
This really only thing this season is doing is like making me realize that my Mavericks ain't gonna go nowhere for a while. That's all this is really doing for me.
Yeah, it is, man.
Got all these cold young teams. You got KD, Westbrook, Steph, Damian doing his thing. The Kings figured out how to use Rondo. So at the end of the day, like I'm not just paying attention to Curry. I always support the home team, and it's not looking good for my home team. It's looking like there's no point of us even going to the playoffs just to get smoked by the Warriors or the Thunder.
And then I don't even think it's a Curry movement. I just think it's a Warriors movement, period. Like, it's just their time. It's just not him. It's just them. Sooner or later, this team going to break up just like every other team.
I mean, only time will tell, man.
So when that happens, we'll see what's up. When Curry start winning with people, when you start winning without all this extra help, then you can put him on GOAT status. He ain't played with... Man, come on, man.
This is a thing, though.
Curry, all-star shooting guard.
But where you acting like they traded for a whole all-star shooting guard?
I didn't say they did. That doesn't matter. It's besides the point.
How is it Steph Curry's fault that they
I didn't say it was his fault. Stop putting words in my mouth. Why are you putting words in my mouth? I didn't say it was his fault.
Oh, man.
Because this is what I'm saying. You boosting the situation, and then when he don't meet the standards, you're going to write him off. That's what's going to happen. And when that happens, I'm going to be sitting there telling you, I told you so.
I'm not the media, man.
You are the media.
So what are you then?
I'm the media too, but I'm on the good side of the media right now. You on the riding side. You ride the wave, Josh. You wave riding.
I'm just reporting what I see, bro, with my eyes.
Man, you ain't nothing but you blinded by Golden State. That's all you see.
Oh, man. It's just,
and all I see is playoffs. And Curry ain't the only person that want to win. So when the playoffs come, we're going to see who really want to win. Somebody's going to stop him. And there ain't nobody can just keep constantly netting you. Two, three, you are either going to get fouled or hurt. It's going to be aggressive. Somebody's going to be aggressive. I'm telling you, like, he's shooting, Josh. That's all he's doing. Somebody's going to put a hand in his face. He can't shoot over, like, he's doing it because ain't nobody being aggressive with it. Somebody's going to click in somebody's head. I don't know who it's going to be. I'm just waiting to see who it's going to be.
I mean, I like I said, bro, I wouldn't be surprised if the Spurs won that championship.
I think it's going to be Pop. Pop got the plan. Pop. He's just not showing it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they always do. They just wait.
He's just not going to show it. He got the – I'm sort of waiting on him. Because ain't no way he's going to keep shooting threes over Kawhi Leonard, the best defensive player in the game. You're not going to do it.
I mean, if that's the case, I mean, that's fine, bro. It's good. I mean, I'm not saying, like, this is a – I mean, I'm one of those Warriors got
to
win. And
can't
nobody
he's going to a championship? It is a crazy.
Man. Well, the show is almost over, man. I'm going to let you cool down on Wednesday at 4:30, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man, calling me the bad part of the media and everything, man.
Man, you're on the other side, bro. Wave riding.
Hey man, just enjoy history, bro. Don't take it the wrong way. Just enjoy history, bro.
I'm enjoying it.
This is stuff you're gonna.
I'm enjoying the fact that Curry is our new modern Michael Jordan. I'm enjoying the fact that he's already better than Kobe Bryant. Just because he has scored, I don't know what, just because he has hit more threes than Larry Bird and Ray Allen probably combined, and probably has hit more threes than Kobe Bryant ever had in his life. So he's already Michael Jordan. Probably hit more threes than Michael Jordan had his whole career. So he might as well be the best player to ever play the game. Stephen,
hey,
Wardell, Curry. Best player to ever play the game. Best player to ever dribble basketball. Best point guard there ever was. What's the AI? We don't know. What's
Ooh,
Isaiah
man,
Thomas?
Wow.
Who cares? He ain't better than Curry.
I don't think I
Magic?
Said it like that, but...
Come on, man.
Come just on, let man. The just let the rest of the season play out, man. He could be in a position. Huh?
Man, come on.
He could be in a position like Chris Paul. Like, I don't really think that even I don't know. I don't think the media would just like be on Steph Curry.
What even calls
like
Steph Curry? What is he? What is he? Aggressive guard, pass first, shoot first?
Nah, he's a point
guard.
He doesn't
have a category. He ain't no point guard. Chris Paul is a point guard. John Wall is a point guard.
All right, he's a shooting
guard.
Gordon
Grogic is a point guard.
He's literally a shooting guard.
Deron Williams is a point guard. Curry might as well be a shooting guard.
Hey, man, the game changing, man. Let's let him be great at whatever he's good at.
That's cool. He can be great at it.
All right, man. I'm going to see you next show, man.
I don't know if I'm going to do next show.
All right, it's cool.
I might be done with this. Going to say this man better than LeBron. Oh, MVP. Oh, man. Come on, man.
I ain't even say that this show, man.
Just because he beat LeBron in the finals. Oh, it's okay. Kyrie Irving didn't play. Oh. Kevin Love didn't play. Oh, yeah, he didn't play. Oh, no, you forgot. Well, it took him how many games to beat him? It took him how many games? It took him 6 games. What's that, 3 All-Stars against 1 All-Star? Took him 6 games?
Hey, bro. It's a nice day outside, man. Go grab a Capri Sun and go outside, man.
Nah, man. But with the Brown Wayne Championship, what do you do to the Thunder? 0-1.
I mean, that's a part of KD's career that he got to bounce back from. We still waiting.
Well, I just know LeBron waiting on Curry.
All right, man. See you 4:38 on Wednesday if you decide to come on the show, man.
If I decide.
All right, man.
I'll go on my Twitter rant. See y'all next show, man. I apologize for all the outbursts I had today. You know what I mean? It's just really mind-boggling. Mind-boggling.
Come on, man. Don't be trying
that
to
somebody
can
play
man.
The game. That somebody could play. I'm flabbergasted. That somebody could play the game, have a 6-year, 5-year career, and he's better than Jumpman. And he's better than Bean. Better than Bill. Better than Wilt.
Come on, man. You didn't even watch them.
What is Curry's career high? What is Steph Curry's career high? 50 what, 2?
Probably.
Man, career high not even better than Carmelo's. He better than Jordan?
So it's about career highs. Man,
he better than Jordan? I'm just saying he better than Jordan. His career high not even higher than AI, but he better than Allen?
I'm going to have to cut you off, man. You're a crazy man right now.
He better than the Alpha?